Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very, very happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start soon, nowish. So please get settled on your cushion or chair. Both are fine. And as you do, I want to urge you, as you begin your practice, to say something like this to yourself. Now is my time to meditate, and everything else can wait. Because for 10 friggin' minutes, everything else can wait. We want to keep our practice very, very simple. And what that means is, when we're meditating, to simply meditate, meaning apply the technique of breath awareness, of when you notice that your attention has strayed into thought, of letting go, and coming back. If this is your first time meditating, this will all make sense momentarily. So all we're trying to do is this very simple technique that is basically sitting down and breathing. And we want to let go of any and all agendas for our practice. Like, I need it to make me more patient. I need it to make me a better leader. I need it to attract love into my life. All of those things are fine. But when you glue them to your meditation practice, instead of your meditation practice being this sort of sleek, high-speed train that is just going somewhere we know not where yet, and turns it into like a buggy that's got billions of bags attached to it and just sort of clumps along. I'm exaggerating a little bit to make my point, but directness, simplicity, focus, precision, these are all things that open our path up, that make it clear to us what our next step should be. But when we assign too many tasks to our meditation practice, you have to do this, you have to do the other thing, then it becomes very confusing and even chaotic. And one might think, this isn't working, or I don't like it, or I don't get why I'm doing it. All of those are very natural questions. But I promise you, that the technique itself is its own magic and will supply the direction and the answers and the intuitions that you seek from your practice if you keep it very, very simple and just do it. Let's just do it right now. Here we go. So to begin your practice, reiterate these words to yourself. Now is my time for meditation, and everything else can wait. And believe that, because it's true, unless your hair's on fire, in which case, don't wait. But otherwise, no problem. We'll take this 10 minutes together to just rest our minds through the practice of meditation. The first thing we do is establish the posture, and the basic idea is to sit up straight. In one sense, this simply allows energy to flow more freely. I'm not even sure what that means. But in another sense, it's simply a statement of dignity to sit up straight and of fearlessness. You're not hiding, so you sit up straight. The hands rest palms down on the legs. Just above the knee is usually most comfortable, but you want to find a spot to where you're not pulling yourself forward or propping yourself up. The hands are just resting. Let your belly relax. And your shoulders. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is pleasingly closed. Although the lips and teeth can be slightly parted, which helps the jaw to relax. And the reason it's so pleasing is because it's pleasing to not have to say anything. Nothing to prove, nothing to contribute, nothing to question, nothing to offer. Just silent. So you can let all the apparatus of speech rest. The tongue, the jaw, the throat. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. And the eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot a few feet in front or whatever is comfortable for you given the distance of your screen. And the idea here is to let the eyes rest. You are seeing, obviously, but you're not looking. So imagine that vision, rather than targeting a particular spot, is flowing out from the eyes like the rays of the sun and shines on your environment. It is miraculous to be able to see or hear if you're visually impaired. All the senses are miraculous. So rest in that miracle, as it were. But at the same time, you're just sitting here with your eyes open. And the crown of the head can reach up a little bit while the sit bones reach down. And in this simultaneous gesture of rooting down and reaching up, we, as it is said, join heaven and earth in our own bodies because we live between heaven and earth. And they can meet in us. Feel yourself breathing. Like, feel it. It's different than noticing it. Feel the gentle expansion on the inhale and the release on the exhale. The next inhale will just happen, I promise. And so you begin again to flow in and out on the rhythm of the breath. Because you can trust that the next inhale will happen, there's no effort required. It's happening anyway. So this is more of a being with it. The mind loves to rest on the breath. There's no effort or need to stop thinking, which would be ridiculous. Don't worry about that. You can think as much as you want. Imagine that your thoughts are like in a stream by your home or wherever you're sitting, and they just sort of rush by. And they make a sound, but you're right here. And if you notice that you become absorbed in thought, like completely, to the point where you've forgotten about your breath, like you've jumped in the river and it's carrying you away, no problem. Say to yourself silently, thinking. Oh, that's thinking. It's different than meditating. So let go of your thoughts, whatever their content or meaning or value or lack thereof, is 101% irrelevant. Just let go. Thinking. Gently bring your attention back to the breath, and with kindness, begin again to feel the breath. And if there's something other than kindness, like judgment or blame or praise or whatever it might be, then call that thinking. Let it go and come back to the simplicity and ease of the breath. Thank you so much for your practice. And remember, as you go about this day or this week or your life while you're at it, that the path of magic is paved with very, very simple stones, one by one. See you next week.